Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I figured out a new way to watch the NBA last night. I had never done this before because I like to watch every Knicks game. I like to watch every Nets game. But last night I was so tired. I fell asleep. And so I woke up at 6 a.m. and I had no idea what happened in the Knicks game, but I wanted to watch it. I knew Cooper Flagg was out. I knew Jalen Brunson was coming back. But I wanted to consume the basketball game. So I went on the NBA app and I watched the condensed game. And I was wildly entertained. Yeah, and then by the
condensed game is great.
Fantastic, right?
So quick.
Then by the middle of the fourth quarter, I said, screw it. Now I'm going to watch the fourth quarter. And so then I went on my DVR and watched the rest of the game. First of all, they got the call right. Let's just start there.
The hooking at the end of the game.
It was an obvious hook. I think that sometimes we wonder if you're going to make that call late in the game. But my honest opinion is, if it's a foul, it's a foul.
Yeah.
And he grabbed Landry Shamet's left hand, so I thought the officials got it right.
No, I think you're right. When you first see it, it doesn't look egregious. It looks like Landry Shamet fouls him.
Yeah.
But
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. But when you rewatch it, the ref was in the perfect position to call the right foul.
Jason Kidd did not have a timeout, was unable to challenge. Even if he did, I don't think it was being overturned.
Yeah.
Number two, do you think Josh Hart should be arrested? The guy went over to a fan, grabbed M&Ms out of the fan's hands.
Well, didn't he get knocked into him?
He did. Well, that's part of the action.
He got knocked into the fan.
Yes.
And then as he's getting up, he's like, give me that M&M.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. Dude, if that guy or anyone.
He only took one, though.
I don't care if
he took one.
I don't care if he took a half of one.
He didn't hear him. Did he ask for permission?
It didn't look like it.
He might have said, hey, may I have an M&M?
It looked like he grabbed it. It looked like he grabbed an M&M out of a person's hand.
I think he asked.
I would strongly consider suing.
on what charges, Evan?
On stealing my food. You can't just go over to someone
he
and steal
their
food.
He took an M&M, one of 60 M&Ms in a bag.
Yes. Tommy, let me ask you a question.
It was a box.
If you're at the Knicks game on Monday, Knicks-Nets, we're all going to go.
Yep.
And not me or Sean or Tiki, because you know us. A random person came over to you and just grabbed the hot dog out of your hand
it's
and left.
It's not a random person. It's an NBA player. It's that, a cool story to tell your friends.
That gives him the clout to just steal food?
He gave that person a story for life, that time that Josh Hart took an M&M out of my box.
That's up to him to decide if that's a cool story. He's a diehard Maverick fan. He's probably like, dude, I paid a ton of money. Where's Cooper Flagg? That's probably what he's thinking. Why am I watching this crap?
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to what kind of fan it was.
It was a Mavericks fan.
It had to have been because he was front row, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, honestly, let's go around the room. Would you be mad if an athlete you were sitting front row came over and took candy from you?
Depends who the athlete is.
See, I think that's unfair.
No, it's not. I think it depends on how savory you thought they were.
Well,
like, or were you like salivate? Just wait. You couldn't wait to have that one last M&M, and then someone takes it. You know, like when your wife takes like the last bite of a sandwich or something. You're just like, are you serious?
Right, exactly.
are you kidding me?
But I think to that point, think about what sports and food has become. You might have thought all day about that box of M&Ms or whatever your food of choice is, and you finally get to that moment. Maybe it's a month-long buildup to go to the, I can't wait to have the M&Ms at the Mavericks game. It's my favorite thing. I think you'd be pissed.
Yeah. I think you'd be pissed, especially if you don't like the player. I do think the player matters. I mean, if it's stolen from me from my favorite player, then I think Tommy's right. It's a cool story. But I don't think this Dallas Maverick fan has any warm spots for Josh Hart.
I think if Josh Hart took a French fry, double dipped in the ketchup, and you skeeved the guy, then that's an issue. But one M&M in a box of 100 of them, not a big deal.
I think you're being very biased towards your
I'm
love for Josh Hart.
I'm being biased? You don't think that's a cool story?
It is a cool story.
What if you brought a Jed or Spence to the game and Josh did that to them?
Especially in the moment. Because it's a close game.
Yeah.
It's not like your team's getting blown out, so you're not pissed. It's just like you're not thinking about it.
Well,
maybe after the fact because you've lost, it upsets you, but you're probably more worried about the loss.
Well, you also said that you really want that M&M, and this guy just took it from me. There's only a certain amount of M&Ms in the box.
I need to go see that again. I wonder if he asked.
He didn't. He just grabbed it from
me. I know he did, but I wonder if he was like, hey, can I have an M&M?
Now, the Josh Hart example is one where we all have different opinions on. I'd like to play something for you and get your opinion on this because I was stunned that MSG allowed this on their broadcast. Stunned last night. So obviously they're facing the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Jason Kidd is the coach of Dallas. Jason Kidd also spent a year with the New York Knicks, as we recall. He was actually really good that year. And then at the end of the year, it all kind of fell apart. It was his final year in the NBA. And then he retired and went into coaching and coached the Brooklyn Nets. So MSG throws to a clip of Jason Kidd talking about his time at the Mecca at Madison Square Garden. I want you to take a listen because I was stunned that they would allow Jason Kidd to say some of the stuff he ended up saying in this clip because this is MSG. This is state-run media.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to allow negative stuff to be said. So here's Jason Kidd talking poetically about the Mecca, Madison Square Garden.
It's the Mecca. It's one of the most popular places to play the game of basketball. I would say I enjoyed that 1 year. Car ran out of gas at the end. Had to park it. But I really enjoyed that place when I played on the other side of the river in Jersey because we owned it.
You sure did.
We owned it.
Wow.
I mean, he just dropped the deuce all over the New York Knicks.
Wow.
And MSG allowed that to be played?
Oh, it's just trash talk.
I think it's great. Look, obviously, I'm a Nets fan. Mm. I'm biased. I love it. Forget me for a second. This isn't even about me or Nets fans. Mm.
So if you're a Nick or a Nick fan or Nick ownership, what you're asking right now is, are you offended by this?
I mean, I can't believe Dolan would ever allow that to be said.
Isn't it true?
Of course it's true.
Okay, so then you can't do anything. It's true.
Yeah, but you wouldn't play it on MSG.
That's true.
We owned it. He said, we owned your building, you losers.
But he also said how great of a season he had, the one season. It was great.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas. Had to park the car.
Ever heard of editing? You just edit the last part out. Why would you include that part? I love it personally, but again, forget me. I was just really surprised that MSG would allow that on their airwaves.
I don't believe he was referencing Madison Square Garden when he said we owned it. I thought he meant that when he said that place, I think he meant New York, like being in New York.
Okay, why would they allow that to be aired?
Because it happened, and I think
they were proudly in Jersey, though. I don't think they... This isn't like the Giants and the Jets claiming New York. Like they were the Nets.
And also
they
weren't
the New York Nets. They were the New Jersey Nets.
And he was clearly referring to the arena.
Yes.
And it was a thing. Like I took great pride in it. The Nets always won at Madison Square Garden. Mm. It was like a fun joke. Like you guys are having now. If you even care about winning all the time at Barclays Center, you probably don't. But you do. You could do the same thing. Mm. So it was a thing. And he spiked the football in all your faces, and I can't believe MSG aired it.
I think it slipped through the cracks. I think he did enough compliments early on to whoever listened to that cut didn't realize the punchline at the end.
I think you're right,
Tommy. Evan, I love you. You're a great guy. You're Mount Rushmore here at WFAN. You smell funny.
Right.
You don't hear the smell funny part because I said all these great things about you. I think the person that put it through the system said he called it the Mecca, all this stuff. Oh, wait a minute. He took a shot at the very end.
But it's a subtle shot.
It's subtle, too.
I think the intern...
Because he doesn't say, we dominated the Knicks. When I was at the Nets, we dominated.
No,
he didn't
even say the Nets. He didn't name check anything.
He didn't mention anything. So if you're not really paying attention, it's just kind of like, All right, cool. He talked about his dominance when he was in New York.
I think that an intern is getting...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fire today. Like, I hate to say that, but like... I love that they aired it, but just think about this. SNY, Yes Network, not to put you guys down. You're not airing that on your network, ripping your own team. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it. Could you imagine the Yes Network airing a clip of, I mean, I don't know.
Aaron Judge?
No, like a former player, now a coach. Former. Talking about how much the Mets kicked the Yankees'
ass. No, it would
ass.
Be like David Ortiz saying that they own Yankee Stadium, something like that. Would that be the equivalent?
It would have to be someone who has a... Who played
a Met.
All right, it would be okay. Doc Gooden is being interviewed. And Doc's like, oh, dude, I loved my time with the Yankees. It was great. But what I really loved was how it was a Mets town in the mid-80s or something like that.
Right.
They wouldn't air that. They'd right. cut it out and be like, no, we're not referring to that.
Oh, it's Curtis Granderson. That's the best way to think about it, right? Played with the Yankees, then with the Mets.
Yeah.
And so he's asked about his time with the Mets, and he's like, hey, it was fun. I had a good time with the Mets. But I really loved when I was on the other side in the pinstripes, and we were kicking your ass.
Yes. SNY would not air that.
Yes.
That's the point.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly
so,
right.
So I guess I want to give MSG credit and hope that they don't fire the intern.
Yeah. Now my next question would be, do you think Jason Kidd is pissed that the Knicks didn't like come at him with a super bag of money that would have been like he has to leave Dallas and they figure out a trade to get him there?
Oh, going back to the coaching thing?
Mm. Like, is there possible resentment that he did want to coach
no,
the Knicks?
No, because he got the Knicks to give him what he wanted. So essentially, he got a new contract. So the Knicks' interest in Jason Kidd worked out for Jason. He has a new contract in Dallas, and he probably won the power struggle because what's his name is gone.
Yeah.
So even if he wanted to coach the Knicks, I mean, the Mavericks had every right to say no, and Jason Kidd is still here in Dallas, but he actually ended up getting a bigger contract. The other last thing from the NBA that I am starting to find very interesting, we'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, is that Steve Kerr, Eric Spoelstra, and Josh Hart, let's go back to Josh, all have made points in the last 72 hours about how the NBA regular season is too long,
mm-hmm.
how guys are getting hurt at a greater pace because of the pace of game, because the sport is far different than it used to be. Something we talked about months ago in regards to maintenance days and Michael Jordan, I was very passionate about how it is a different sport. Obviously, I'm right. Josh Hart agrees with me. Steve Kerr agrees with me. Eric Spoelstra agrees with me. But their point is something needs to be done. And they all agreed that shortening the regular season is not something the NBA is going to consider, even though that's the answer. The answer to all of this is to shorten the regular season. So I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I went to ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
And I've come up with a plan to revolutionize the NBA. Okay. And it makes everybody happy.
And this is not shortening the season?
No, we're shortening the season, but we're going to make it worth it. Mm. Because the reason that the owners and the commissioner and subsequently the players wouldn't want that is they're losing money.
Of course.
So you got to make a deal in which you can shorten the regular season but add more money to the pot. And so here's what me and ChatGPT came up with. 48-game regular season. We're basically cutting it in half.
48?
48 games. That's it. That's all we need.
Really?
It's about to get crazy, Teague.
How many does college play? How many games does college play?
Usually about 37, 38, something in that
yeah,
range.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more than college. But not nearly 80.
Well, just remember.
Now, how are you making up the revenue?
Oh, thanks, Teague. Then we begin.
Not playing.
Based on the 48 games, teams are put into groups. Every team, the bad teams, the good teams, all that, they're now in groups. And much like soccer or the World Cup, they then play what we're going to call playoff games in group play. So you can charge the playoff money. Fans are going to want to go, and then based on how they do in their group play, then the tournament is set up for the real NBA playoffs. And so what you're doing is...
So what's happening to those teams that aren't in the top tier?
They're all in. Everyone advances. Everyone goes to that next tier of games. So it's 48 games into the playoffs, whatever you want to call it.
All 30 teams are in the playoffs.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah. And so what you're doing is you're going to cut
that reward. You're not rewarding the teams that are the best during that 48-game season.
You're placing them in better groups. And then in group play, that's where the playoffs are going to be determined. But because this is like the playoffs after 48 games, the bad teams can charge higher prices. It's the playoffs. You can even make new TV deals in which you're going to want these group play games. These are big games. And so you cut down on the amount of regular season games, you add more playoff games, or what you want to call playoff games, to the pot, and there you go.
I'm still confused about the bottom half of the league.
What? There's nothing to be confused about. They keep playing until they lose.
I know, but what do they play?
They're in the groups.
So they have to play the better teams?
Yeah. And then they get eliminated, and they go home. And they go count their lottery odds.
Again, I don't think there's any incentive to the regular season.
No. Is there an incentive to the regular season now in which guys are pulling hamstrings every 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think there still is.
No, there isn't. What the hell's the what's the incentive?
Trying to get 1-6, avoid the play-in. Yeah,
really.
We're also over exaggerating the amount of like pulled hamstrings. That's why there's so much load management now.
That's not true, by the way. Okay,
what do you mean? What's not true?
We're not over exaggerating it. Guys are getting hurt at a higher pace.
This is true.
So don't deny the if you don't agree with the solution, I get it. It's extreme and it's confusing. Totally get that.
I don't think that's why people are pulling hamstrings at a higher rate.
Well, that's what Steve Kerr, Josh Hart, and Eric Spoelstra are saying. They're telling you that the amount of games being played at the pace they're playing it is causing more injuries. And trainers are also agreeing with them.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the league won't cut down the regular season.
The revenue hit that it would cause.
Exactly. So that's why I came to the table with an idea where hopefully the revenue doesn't take as big of a hit while cutting down on the regular season.
Then maybe cut down on all the FIBA work over the summer and every national team this and all of that. It's because these guys don't stop playing year-round for year after year after year. That's why the injuries happen. You're getting paid to play in the team. Worry about those games.
I think that while that is something that should be cut down, you definitively, like you're a doctor, telling us why there are injuries, that's not the reason, though. They're still playing a great amount of basketball.
in a short, condensed period of time during the regular season. And again, they're doing it at a very high pace, a pace we haven't seen in a very long time. So,
meaning in-game pace.
In-game pace. Yeah. So we have to identify the problem. You may not like my solution. That's fine. Like, one of the solutions that has been brought up, which I do not like, was Adam Silver's idea of cutting down the minutes in a regular season game from 12 minutes to 10. I don't like that.
Yeah. It would feel really, it'd feel really short.
It would feel like a different sport.
Yeah.
And so changing the regular season or changing the format of the postseason to me is the way to go more than it is changing the fundamental nature of the game.
I like your idea. I think it needs refining because I'm still somewhat confused on how the tiering works out and how the group stage would work out. But it is interesting in that regard. It's almost like you create a regular season every year and then you have a premier team, premier top team, and then there's like the this is soccer, me talking now.
Right.
And then there's like a lower tier. And if you don't make it out of that top tier, then you're in the lower tier. But you have to also have a way to get back into the top tier. That's how I would think about it. So if you dominate and finish at the top of that second tier, then you get elevated for the playoffs. If you suck in that top tier, then you get demoted for the playoffs.
Well, the format I have is you play your 48 games, you go into these groups that are created, and then every team is guaranteed at least six more games. And if they do well, they can advance to the next tier. If they don't, then it ends at 54, which, yes, is a big loss for the crappy teams going from 82 games to 54 games, but you're adding more games for other teams in which there are more ramifications on the line. Mm-hmm. And the assumption is that those six games that have more value to it with your season on the line would bring more revenue back.
Yeah, but
maybe the ticket prices are higher and the TV deal redeems that by giving you more money.
Because it's urgent.
Yes.
It's urgent. If you haven't done well and you're in that second tier, and you have to win these games.
All I would say is while this isn't the best
that's kind
idea.
Of interesting.
Thank you, T.
It is kind of. Now that I think about it.
Thank
it
you
is.
Very much.
I had to get my head around it.
Well, it's confusing. But I think what we all need to do, whether it's Sean, Tommy, or anyone in the audience, and I'm not saying the answer has to be made today, is instead of denying the problem exists, which Sean tried to do.
I mean, I still think I'm right.
Okay. They disagree with you. If you don't trust me, listen to Steve Kerr, listen to Eric Spoelstra, and listen to Josh Hart, one of the few players with the guts to talk about it.
All right. Maybe Josh Hart should be okay with playing less minutes and we actually roll all 12 guys off the bench in the league.
Okay. This is irrelevant to the discussion.
I'm just so sick of soft players.
It's
I'm
not
sick
soft.
Of it.
It's a different game. You sound like Jordan now.
It's not a different game. There's more diagnosed injuries now because nobody was reporting crap back in the 90s. That's why the numbers are inflated.
The game is played differently.
It's way faster pace.
Of course it is.
I mean, wake up and watch. Did you watch the Knicks and the Heat
and the
on Friday compared to 30 years ago when they literally were mummies on the court?
Nope. Then you're going to get less money. You paid to play 82 games. I'm sick of this crap. But don't play year-round.
But you're also, I think what Evan is, and I think even Hart and Spo and Kerr are saying is that you also want to draw a lot more excitement to your regular season. That's why they've created an NBA Cup. That's why they've created a play-in tournament. Mm-hmm. That's what. So you're trying to maximize the excitement for your regular season like the NFL does.
And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm identifying that there's a problem. We can fight with each other that it doesn't exist, which I think is a waste of time. Or you can come up with ideas. I'm presenting an idea.
Now, are we still playing the same amount of games and playoff games in your plan? Meaning, like, will there still be the same amount of games? Because I want the season to start later.
Yeah.
In your plan, does that work?
Yeah.
Christmas start time, could that work?
The total amount of games will still end up very similar.
Okay.
It just may be broken down differently.
Got it.
But I think we got to at least be open to these kinds of changes. That's all. I mean, you've got coaches and players talking about it.
Yeah.
So
because it's a real effect on their guys. And it hurts their chances of winning and advancing. So, but I don't think they don't want radical. They want more space. They probably want the season longer if it's going to change the revenue.
Well, and that's the thing we also can't ignore because the easy answer is to say, well, just cut down the amount of games. We have to be honest. We're not going to do that.
No.
So we have to think of creative ways where the revenue is still there and the sport isn't impacted. Because here's the other thing I don't think anyone's taken into account, or I don't want to say anyone, but clearly Sean's not taking into account, is the product does get hurt on a daily basis when great players aren't playing. It's not good. Now, when you make maintenance decisions, it's a little bit different. You can schedule it. You can almost announce it if you so wish. But when guys are getting hurt and they're missing weeks at a time or months at a time, it's not good. It's not good for the sport. Like last night's Knick Maverick game was entertaining. It was ugly, man.
We don't want that. We want the sport to be as beautiful as possible. It's such a beautiful sport. We just got to make it a little bit better.
I'll tell you the dumbest, smartest idea I ever heard, because it's dumb, but it's smart at the same time.
Go ahead.
Was Boomer. He said something, such an old man opinion, that at first I was like, so stupid. And then I thought about it, and I was like, man, I'd be fascinated to see that. You know what it was?
What?
Boomer said, get rid of the three-point line.
What? No.
And so I heard that.
Why would you get rid of the three-point line?
Well, at first I was angry, the way you are. Then I thought about it, and I was like, well, that's kind of fascinating. Like, what would the NBA look like without the three-point line? Like, the modern NBA without the three-point line. And then my brain went to another place. Hmm. What if we moved all the fences in baseball back to where it was 500 feet away? What would baseball look like when it's impossible to hit a home run?
There would still be guys trying to hit home runs.
Really?
Yeah, because they still want to get paid.
Oh, man. That's crazy. By the way, my son was playing 2K this morning, NBA 2K. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter collapsed lung, out for the season in a video game. This isn't real, by the way, if you're just tuning in. Yeah. Michael's okay. Why would they have that injury in a video game?
The Nets still in the league.
That's a morbid injury.
I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, Sham Sharnia comes on the broadcast. My son's like, where's Michael Porter? Where's Michael Porter? I was like, I think he's hurt. And Sham tells us he has a collapsed lung.
Well, clearly, young Jet needs a lesson in load management. He was playing Porter too many minutes.
Does that lead to a collapsed lung?
I mean,
don't know.
Maybe.
Really?
No, definitely not.
NBA 2K.
He must have gotten into a car accident or something.
No,
I don't know how you get a collapsed lung just playing basketball.
NBA 2K needs to work on this injury function.
Yes.
We don't need to go that crazy. Now let's get back to your phone call. Sammy is calling from Queens. What's up, Sammy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, back in the 80s, going back with the food and the fans and everything, Don Mattingly was chasing a foul ball at Yankee Stadium. Ball goes into the crowd. As he's heading back to first base, a little boy in the front row has a big bucket of popcorn, and Mattingly digs his fingers in the popcorn and eats it. There's video on
it. No, I've seen the video, and I've always been mixed about it, because a part of me says, it's Don Mattingly, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But now, as an adult with kids, that's disgusting.
Why?
Like, his hands are dirty. And he's playing baseball.
Dirt's
and
good for you. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, Teague.
I'm being serious.
Don't you use Purell before you eat?
No. I mean, I wash my hands, but...
Don't you make your daughters use Purell before they eat?
Germs aren't bad for you, Evan.
Teague.
Germs aren't bad
for you. So I should get rid of all my boxes of Purell?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
You should.
Sean, yes. What would your wife say?
That's like the peanut allergy thing.
Yeah.
You know, peanut allergies have started to go away because kids have started getting peanut butter when they're younger. So they're not allergic to it. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
But that's not related to being dirty.
It is.
So you think that we should just take our muddy hands and eat popcorn with it?
No.
Well, Don Mattingly's hands were dirty.
You can't eat dirt, but it's like residual dirt.
Yeah. That hand was probably like adjusting himself 10 minutes earlier.
The younger you are, the more germs you consume, the longer health benefits you're going to have.
Yes.
Would your wife be okay if your daughter ate popcorn right after, let's say, I took my hands and rubbed the popcorn?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Really?
1,000%.
All right. Okay. I mean, not going to fight with you.
You don't have Ebola.
Yeah. It's not like, now look, it's not blowing your nose on the popcorn. That's okay. A little different.
Matt's in Hillsboro. What's up, Matt?
Well, two things. One, you just made me think of something. Matt is a baseball player, so most likely he's probably picking his nose before he got into the popcorn.
Right.
And second, if Reggie Miller took food from me at courtside, I would have him dragged out of Madison Square Garden and arrested immediately.
See?
That's because it's Reggie Miller.
But that's my point!
But is there that much hate for Josh Hart in Dallas?
No, my initial point was, it depends on the player. Mm. And Sean was like, that's crazy. Of course, that last caller, as a Knick fan, defined it perfectly. If Reggie Miller pulled that stunt to you, you wouldn't find it cute, and Tommy, you wouldn't say, what a story. You'd sue his ass.
I'm not suing Reggie Miller over an M&M.
Our last caller would.
I'll give you a quarter.
Correct. What's the settlement going to be? A gift certificate somewhere? It's one M&M.
I question your Knick fandom then.
Explain that to me,
You wouldn't sue Reggie Miller if he took food out of your hands?
No. It's absurd. I still think it's a cool story. If it's Reggie Miller, if it's Michael Jordan, if it's Trae Young, it doesn't matter. It's an NBA basketball player. It's like NBA Space Jam come to life. It's cool. I have no issue with it.
All right. Matt in Hillsborough thinks that you're a traitor to his fandom.
I'm not.
The next time we do show, let's say we go to American Dream or something like that, we should not re-remind the audience, but we should all on our own at separate times go take a bite of somebody's food.
Yeah, see what happens.
See what
it's
happens.
It's different taking a bite versus taking an M&M.
Thank you, Tiki.
It's not, you're not putting your lips on a hot dog.
It's the hand. The hand is different than the lips.
Exactly. So you're just taking an M&M. It's an M&M.
Still food that you want in your hands. Brian is calling from South Orange. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So I have a radical, another radical idea for potentially this NBA problem.
Yeah.
And potentially even the NFL problem as well, where, you know, it's wear and tear on the players, right? So what if you had a game active restriction, right? So you had the players, you had an 82-game season, but the players could only be active, every player, for, say, 60 games. Then you put the pressure on the coaches. Like, there's the strategy, right? Who are you playing when? You get more action off the bench.
I sort of, Brian, love the
idea. You dropped out a little bit, but, yeah, that's an interesting thought.
I've heard
about
that.
It makes you have to manage your roster so much more effectively.
I've heard about this in football. And I forget who pitched it or where it came from.
I think
but
it was about quarterbacks, wasn't it?
Well, it was about all players, but the quarterback was always the thing that jumped out at us.
Yeah.
Like, every NFL player in an expanded season, so let's say they go to 18 games, you can only play 17. That's the rule. That's the max. And then it's up to you on the one game you're going to deem a player inactive. You also may just say, screw it, I'm going to play the guy all the way to the end.
Right.
What if he gets hurt? Or what if the game doesn't matter?
Yeah, do you roll out all of them at once and then play the backups at the end?
Right. It's a great stretch. So in the NBA, we'll use that since that's the sport that's facing this. There are 82 games in the regular season. What would that number be? 70? Where you say that's the max? You could play, so you have to pick 12 games throughout the season.
I'd say 70.
So how would you strategically do that? Because Jalen Brunson got hurt, so you almost don't want to waste off days when he may end up missing a bunch of games on his own.
It's probably a little bit more than 70. It's probably 74 or something. Take like 10%.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So they can play 90% of the season.
I think I love this idea.
I think I'm playing my star player the home opener, then immediately sitting them for six games, getting that out of the bag, and then seeing how the season plays out.
I think it depends on what team you are. So I think a team like the Knicks, who are very good, they're a lock to make the playoffs, I think they would more spread it out. Like pick the opponent, pick the back-to-back.
Their bench is good.
Right.
So it's got some depth to it.
And you're also not desperate. I think if you're a desperate team, your attitude may be, I'm playing all my guys right away. Let me get as many wins as I can, stack them up, and then I'll bench it at the end of the year just in case. Mm. But I think that's it's radical, but it's a great idea.
It is.
Because it kind of helps solve the problem. It puts the onus on the coaches and the players to decide when they're doing it. And here's the other thing that's going to benefit. There are a lot of people out there, and I know you're listening, who get mad at NBA players. They blame them for maintenance days, the Michael Jordan syndrome. If you take it out of their hands and it's just a rule, then you'll never be mad at players for sitting because they have to. It's just a part of the rules.
That's true. But when would you announce it? Because it's going to affect ticket sales significantly.
I think there's got to be a 24-hour notice.
And it has to be for the gambling too now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for gambling and for ticket purchasing, you almost have to do it a little bit ahead of time. We'll get back to your calls in a second. A lot of opinions on Pete Alonso, the Yankees offseason, and changing the NBA for the good. 888-808-1019. We were talking before about Josh Hart aggressively taking M&Ms from an innocent spectator at the Mavericks-Knicks game last night. I would have had an issue with it, but some think it's cool. Sean told me he's got a great question to ask via social media about me and, I guess, a professional athlete taking my food. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Johnny poses the question on Twitter here. Let's be honest. If Evan Roberts was at Monday Night Raw and Mankind stuck his hands down his pants and pulled out Mr. Sacco, shoved it down a man's throat, and then took a handful of Evan's popcorn, he'd be aroused, lasting longer than 4 hours. Evan, care to comment?
Well, first of all, I do feel it's important to explain Mankind's character for anyone to take what was described as out of context. Mankind was a wrestler whose finishing move was to take a sock that he did have stored in his sweatpants and then use it to choke out his opponent. It was called the Mandible Claw, and the name of the sock was Mr. Sacco. So for anyone getting the wrong ideas, that was a legitimate wrestling move back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Now, as far as how I would react to that, it would be cool, but I wouldn't eat the food. The food is done. Like, I'm throwing it away. If he put that hand on my popcorn, are you kidding me? Now, would I be excited about the experience?
Yeah, that's kind of odd. That one's bad. That one's pretty bad.
But you don't think the guy serving the popcorn at the Garden didn't have his hands in his pants at some point that day?
Well, there's an image.
Yeah, but if you don't know, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
And keep this in mind. Josh Hart, wonderful ball player. Good guy. Genuinely like Josh Hart.
But
he ain't Mankind.
But also,
come
Evan,
on now.
Wouldn't you trade that basket of popcorn or bucket of popcorn for that experience? You can always get more M&Ms. You can't have an NBA player take an M&M. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. That's my point. Yeah. I don't care who's taking it. It's a professional athlete. You could always get another box of M&Ms. You agree with me.
Sean, if Saquon Barkley runs out of bounds and you happen to be, covering the Giants on the sideline.
I don't think that's happening for a long time.
Is that because you called Joe Shane an improper word live on the radio over the weekend?
Yeah, I heard that. Listen, I called him something about his handling on a podcast. I can't control what's getting played over the radio.
All I know is on WFAN in the middle of the day, a curse word was used. That's all I know. And it came out of Sean Morash's mouth.
Yeah, wow. I don't know where these board ops are. There is a dump button. Right?
Live?
Yeah. Well, if you consider live 48 hours earlier when I recorded.
Yeah, well, so I wasn't even live.
Yeah, it wasn't live.
I can report for the Saturday audience. I recorded Talk of John's today, no cursing.
I'm just saying that did happen over the weekend on WFAN. I guess you could rewind it on your Odyssey app. But if Saquon Barkley ran out of bounds, ran into you, and then took some popcorn from you, would you think it was cool, or would you be like, that guy's dead to me?
It wouldn't be that guy's dead to me, but I wouldn't want any athlete touching my food because, again, I'm like a rabid dog when it comes to my food. I don't want my wife touching my food. So why would I want Saquon touching my food?
There you go. You're on my side. 888-808-1019, the number. Donnie is in Inwood. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Yeah, so 2 points. One is the whole thing with the injuries and stuff like that. One thing that I would say is one thing that people don't actually consider is the fact that I'm going to play devil's advocate with this one. Like, for example, with Tom Brady. Tom Brady always kept himself healthy, and he ate specifically, so he never got hurt. Everybody else nowadays is nutrition deficient in certain ways.
Yep, right.
And then also, if they were to stop people from traveling, taking that extra step, they would be more cautious of those steps they would take, so maybe they would actually get hurt less, if that makes sense. And then the whole thing with the food, taking the food out of a person's hand, I wouldn't care, but if it was somebody like Reggie Miller, I would troll him. I would act like a dick. I wouldn't care necessarily.
See, this is what's going on, Donnie, and I appreciate it. This is where Tommy doesn't understand.
That's the other thing.
This is the second Reggie Miller reference.
Well, hold on, but it also, in today's world, if someone takes something from you, that lives forever.
Yeah.
And so you can do whatever you want with it, good or bad. So I think he was on to something. He would troll him.
Yeah.
Like use it on social media against him, Teak. Yeah, that's 100%. Also part of the story. Everybody wants to act like they'd be a tough guy until the situation happened. And they'd be like, oh my God, that's awesome. Because you become just a human and a fan in that spot because it's a cool experience.
I love the fact that we've talked about this, you know, off and on for about 35 minutes. And two callers have already said, but if it was Reggie Miller. Like, he's the guy.
I really, really hate Reggie Miller.
He's the example. He's the crown jewel of players. He's right. The perfect example. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's up, dude?
Hey, so before you guys hang up on me, I just want to talk about the Yankees, that their offseason is already off to a horrible start by signing Trent Grisham back. The Yankees aren't going to win with... Yeah, horrible, because they're not spending their money in the right ways. They spent $70 million, $78 million so far on Grisham, McMahon, Yarbrough, and somebody else. I forgot who it was. They're not spending the money the right way. They say that, we're going to spend money in the offseason, but yet they're not getting the reliable players. And this is why every year they're getting knocked out either in the first or second round. And everyone's saying, well, they have the same record as Toronto.
I'm gonna try to make you feel better on the Grisham thing, because that's your main point here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's off to a horrible start because of Trent Grisham.
Yeah, and Yarbrough and some of the other guys.
Ryan McMahon was acquired in July. And we knew at the time that, yes, you're absorbing the final 2 years of his contract, which when we talked about it, I admitted, I don't love that part. Mm-hmm. Ryan Yarbrough is not being paid a lot of money. We got to calm down about that.
Right.
Why are you handing me peanuts?
Have a peanut.
No, because your hands are probably all
what'd
over
you do with, have a peanut.
What'd you do with them?
What is the game here?
I didn't do anything. I want you to have a peanut.
Why?
Because I want you to have a peanut right now.
I feel like you're tricking
me. Just have a peanut.
Okay.
Eat your peanut.
I'm not eating this.
Eat the peanut. It's on your desk. Eat the peanut.
I don't know what you've done.
I did nothing.
All right, eat the peanut.
Eat the peanut.
I don't want to eat the peanut.
They're on your desk. They're your peanut.
Because
why are you bullying him to eat a peanut?
Because I want him to eat a peanut. And you'll see why.
Right. Sean, you walked in angry, holding my peanuts from my desk. And he's demanding I eat a peanut. I don't know what he's done with it. Well, so why would I eat the peanut?
He said he didn't do anything. He just ate the peanut.
I ate the peanut. What?
All right, you're a walking hypocrite. Because 45 minutes before we went on the air, our production guy, Zach, walked into your office and said, I'm here to have some of your peanuts. He opened up the can with his hands, who God only knows where they were, and he freaking dug them in this can, and he ate your peanuts. And you know what you did? You sat there, watched him eat it, and you said nothing. And now you want to throw shade at everybody about Josh Hart? You're a hypocrite. You're a walking hypocrite. You don't make everybody Purell their hands before you eat. You watch this man, who you don't know where his hands have been, eat your peanuts.
It's a great point.
Now, would you like an answer?
And you just ate the peanut.
First of all, I didn't eat the peanut. I'm still
damn it. Great trick, by the way.
So, number one, I didn't eat the peanut. Number two.
But you would have eaten a peanut if you would have not known this.
No, and I'll explain why.
And now, will you not eat those peanuts? Are they throwing them away?
I'm not going to eat those peanuts, but they're staying on my desk. And I want to explain something to Sean. We care about our radio show around here. Mm-hmm. We plan stuff out. I was informed the other day that the committee is back. The mysterious committee at WFAN is unveiling another countdown of the year that was. It's called 25 and 25. I've also been informed that Zach Martin, who works here, is putting together a beautiful production piece that will be airing on Evan and Tiki in the next week or two. Mm. I want him happy because I want that production piece to be amazing. So when he comes into my office, I don't care what he wants, he gets it. He wants some peanuts? Fair. Use your disgusting hands and grab the peanuts. Am I going to eat the peanuts? No, I'm
and
done.
By the way, they might not be disgusting, but just in case they are, we're covering ourselves.
Exactly. So those peanuts have been on my desk for weeks now for show. I don't eat them. Other people eat them, including Zach, who does a great job here, and I wasn't going to tell him to get your disgusting hands off my peanuts when he's putting together such a beautiful production piece that will air on Evan and Tiki starting in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I accept your answer.
Thank you.
But acknowledge... I saw what you saw, and it was disgusting.
I didn't love it, but I understood it. He wasn't the first person to grab my peanuts, and so I've
at least he asked permission to grab your peanuts.
So because of that, I've moved away from eating those nuts. Like, they are just there, and if someone wants them, they can come in and grab one. I no longer partake in eating the peanuts. As you'll see in that little bowl, it's almost empty, correct?
Yes. Yes, as Sean, yeah, you can count them. As Sean holds, and
they're also cashews.
Are they
cashews? Everything around me, man.
There you go. But thank you for your attempt.
Just stand back there and hold Evan's nuts, please.
Evan, I have your nuts.
All right, you guys are something. Let's go to Frank in Newark. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Hey guys, what's up, man? Hey, I got a quick couple points to make, man. But first, let me preface my points right by saying, Tiki, I'm a big fan, man. You're one of my favorite Giants.
I appreciate
it. I rooted for you so much, man. I rooted against your brother, man. Your twin. I rooted against your twin,
why
man.
Why would you hate on Rondé?
Because I was so enamored with you, man. You know, you were my guy,
you
man.
You didn't want him to have more success. I got you.
No, exactly.
I respect
you. No, I didn't root against him, period, but I didn't want him to outshine you, man. You know, and that's your twin. I know you love him.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Evan, man, you know, I've been with you since they thought, you know, Mike was your godfather, man, you know, on the show. So,
right.
You know, so as far as this thing, right, with eating your food at a game or any event, right, you guys must have your wife picking up the kids from the daycares and all the school and see the gross things that these kids do at school, man,
true.
And how they eat at each other and what they play each other. So what they put in their mouth, man, when they're away from us is far worse than anything you'll ever see while they're with you, man.
That's a
and
fact.
If it was somebody like Reggie Miller, oh, man, that would be the best day of my boring life, man, to be able to yell at him and curse him out, you know. And, I'm sure, man, if I'm at courtside, I can afford another box of M&Ms.
You know what, Frank?
That
was the best point that anybody has made yet.
That is a good point.
If you were sitting courtside, you ain't worried about a damn peanut.
That is a very fair
peanut M&Ms.
That
you don't
fair.
Even care. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
I do have an update on departed Mets first base coach Anton Richardson.
Mm.
Remember how he left? He went with the Braves. It made some news. We as Met fans are like, whoa, this is the guy that turned Juan Soto into Ricky Henderson. What happened? This is an update from John Heyman concerning what happened. He did point out that Juan Soto is said to be very disappointed, and that's a real shame, which we already knew. Soto said he was.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Mets offered roughly double Richardson's salary.
Wow.
But
and? So what happened?
Okay, the Mets did offer to roughly double Richardson's salary to $300,000 plus on a two-year deal. But if they worried about insulting other coaches as reported, they shouldn't have, Most of the coaches were fired anyway and should have met his request. By the way, that doesn't even make any sense.
No.
The Mets offered to roughly double Richardson's salary on a two-year deal, and they should have met his request. Well, they offered him double his salary. I mean, that seems like a pretty good offer.
Maybe he wanted double his salary and something else.
Yes.
I think that's what I'm hearing without hearing it read like whatever. It feels disjointed.
Yeah, Richardson's side of it was that there was a benefits package which include pension, and that each team is only allowed to have a certain amount of those. Mm. They're allowed to offer pension to four coaches and the manager. And then when Richardson got his offer from Atlanta and then came back to the Mets no longer had that to offer.
Oh, I see.
So putting all these pieces together, because here's what's funny about reported stories. You got Richardson's side, you got the Mets side. So we have to kind of like put it all together. So by putting it all together, I would say that the Mets offered Richardson a nice deal to come back. He went to look for a better deal, found a better deal from Atlanta, came back to the Mets, and the Mets said, you know what? We'll offer you double, but we don't have that pension thing. That's the way that sounds.
I mean, the future money is a good thing.
Oh, no doubt. I've never heard so much made out of a first base coach leaving.
Yeah. Was he that big of a deal?
Well,
I mean, obviously he was, because this story won't settle.
He was only for our eyes, because our eyes showed us Juan Soto become the co-league leader in the stolen bases.
Yeah, but
so we saw something obvious, and that's why we're making a big deal. But we don't see the other stuff.
But wasn't so much of that Juan Soto's awareness and pitch recognition from the pitcher?
Well, how do you explain everyone else? Because the Mets went months without being thrown out at second base by a catcher.
They went 35?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So I think that that's why we're making a big deal of it.
That is 35 straight without being caught.
Yeah, we saw these great results. Mm. Let's go to Will in Union Square. Hey, Will.
Yes, sir. Wow, I got a lot to go over real quick. First of all, never put your hand in anybody's food. I don't care. You can't do that. Tiki, I'm surprised at you. You can't put your fingers in somebody's food.
I'm not afraid of germs. I'm the kid that drank from the water hose, all the fluoride.
Me too.
And water keeps me healthy.
Yeah, but somebody's hands, you don't know where people's hands have been. They could have gone to the bathroom, didn't wash their hands. Come on.
I got a good immune system.
All right. And real quick, on Pete Alonso, didn't we learn from Brandon Nimmo and everybody a couple of years ago was saying, you have to sign him. Now we wish we didn't. You can't just say we have to. There's always alternatives. You go with an alternative.
Will, are you a Met fan?
Absolutely, yes.
Is Pete Alonso greater than Brandon Nimmo?
For sure.
So when you make that comparison.
No. But what you do is you replace Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. You may have to put a couple of players.
Who is your replacement?
Yeah, who do you want
for Pete Alonso?
I don't have one single person. But what I would do is you have to change this mix. You have to change this mix of players they have here. Mm-hmm. Brandon, Pete, go. And I would bring in Bregman, and I would bring in, the outfielder from the Cubs.
Kyle Tucker.
And I would go that, Tucker, yeah, yeah I would
the,
go that.
But Will, here's the problem. I feel like too many people, and you're one of them, and I appreciate you making this point, want to make change for the sake of making change. That you feel this core is underachieved, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so your feeling is, I just have to move on from it. And I don't think it necessarily makes you better. Like, you just talked about a Nimmo's contract and what Alonso's contract could look like. What do you think Alex Bregman's contract's going to look like in 5 years? You're probably going to have to give him a six-year deal. He's going to be 32 on opening day. So, and by the way, unlike Alonso, Bregman has shown a history of not staying healthy. Mm-hmm. He missed time last year. He missed time the year before that. So it's almost like, I just have to make a change. That's what I got from Will, and I don't buy that unless I'm getting better.
Well, there's some other team. Like, the Phillies are like this in a way. They've had this core of really good players, and you feel their fans down there getting frustrated even though they're really good players. They're all good players, but they can't win a championship. And so do you just run it back and try again, or do you shake it up and try something different? I think that's the conversation that happens in front offices. Do we run it back again and hope that our luck is better, or do we try a different formula?
But wanting to change things makes a ton of sense. Wanting to change things simply because that guy's a free agent, so it's easy to change him, mm-hmm. doesn't. Pete Alonso is not the reason, in my opinion, that the Mets have underachieved at times over the last 4 years. I don't think he is. So because he's a free agent, it's easy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, we'll move on from him. Let's just bring in Bregman. It's new blood. I don't love that philosophy. And a lot of people have it. I respect Will. I get it. He made it very clear. I just don't fully agree with it. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. And one thing we've already known is that Giant fans love Cam Scottable. When we come back, I will explain with proof why I actually love Cam Scottable more than all of you. Why he's my guy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.